here and that club on his base. In the middle of the sugya of the Zen Heme, the Zalai Kalka, there's a father that he should be Makuya because Koi Hanu. We had enough, even though he was not Mechasa of the Bayi. That place, let us go to the top place, it's Koi Hanu. They place it Atulu Laman Bidama Kaya Kamen de Babadam. Kaitan Aito Yalmidit Kaya. The Yavina Lay Achat Mitzvah. The Gemara of Babadam is speaking about there was a Yerusha of a Kaya that had two Chalotim, a Tzatzokim and a Tzadolim. And one of the brothers had a karka next to the karka that the yashin on the token side. So this brother, let's call him Ruben for convenience. So Ruben kind of give me the karka hasvoine, because I'll have this karka together with my previous karka, I'll have it at one meter. It'll come out very convenient. And to you, there's no difference with that. The Dorot Kalka, the Sultan Kalka. The Rabbi says, Koyken Almidus Day. I mean, Shimon wants to tie it. Listen, I have a good girl. But it's for a thief who won the girl, maybe I'll win the girl. Then I want the Sultan Kalka. So Rabbi says, Koyken Almidus Day. You have no right to demand the Kuz Goyle, because this is our strength, this is our Hoga of strength. Why can't you understand that Ruben will have benefit from the Sultan Kalka? You're not losing from the Goyle Kalka. Even who used to be Mevata, and you could go. That's what Rabbi said. So the Chayra Sotosha suggested, according to Rabbi. So what is this bottle here that the Ador Bachotza Chavere has to say? The Dor can tell the Bala Chotza, listen, you didn't mention outside the time. I wouldn't have lived here, you wouldn't have rented it out side to side. And the mailer, so, what can finish by saying that, I should live here? Your mama should stay in it. So, face this from a mailer, so why should he have to pay? Taki yes, I know. But you're not losing anything from my dinner. You're not renting it outside the side. So when they were, so why can't you understand that the what you live in the chotka? So Taisma says, Shani Yochit, Shayu Yochel Amonai Mitzhila Milode Bebeisa. Here, listen. Over there, he only has a chus goyro to receive the top of the kikazos. So there after hell, you should be mevata on the Kuz Goyle, and let Ruben take the top of the kikazos, because he's deriving more benefits from it than you are, and you're not losing anything by taking the top of the kikazos. But over here, if Ruben possesses a chotka, Shimon cannot force Reuben to let him live in the chotka, because you're not renting it out. We mentioned yesterday two svaris. Neither one svar is that. It counts with a certain amount of persons mechuyev to be mevata. And my truth, goylo, I'm mechuyev to be mevata. But to let you use my facility, my house, let you use my house, my chotka, I'm not mechuyev. not go into a steinik if I don't let you use my thing. Or, we mentioned the second story, that he's not mechuyev to let him use it because his facility can be rented out. I didn't rent it out till now, that's none of your business, but you want to live now in my house, I can say. You want to live, I'll rent it to you. I want to get money from, I'm entitled to get Reva from my house, I'm not going to give it to you for free. This is my house, and this is one of the eight Tanyam of Shimush by renting it out. The Mamela, I'm not Mechuyev to let you live in my house for free. So who I think, if you live there, there would be a story to say, I'm not Mechuyev to be Mevata on the rent. I'm not Mechuyev to be Mevata on the rent. You were dull the basic, you were dull the chaseri. This is a shimush that people pay for. I want you to pay for it. So the Meiler, even though Rabba over there holds Kaitan on Midas Bain, here he can hold there's no Indian on Midas Bain here to be Mavata to let him live in his Chosra Pesach. Ulaman di Omar Hoso Malina Lei Kinishtei Devar Meiler. Now Rav Yosef says, that Reuben cannot force Shimon to be Mevata on this Chizkayu. Shimon is entitled to Chizkayu. And Shimon will say, if you want Kav to talk on the Kekaka, very good, I'll be Mevata on my Yori, just pay me an extra $1,000, and then I'll be Mevata on my Yori. I have a right to acquire this Kavka, and if that has a demand for the Kavka, you want the Kavka, good, I'll hike up the value, and then I'll get money for it. So there, Rav Yosef holds, there's no Indian of Koyten Almidas today. So Taisus seems to be asking, so why over here is there a story that the Nene Vizeloi Chosar is Potter and Taisus seems to understand of Kaitan Amidus Bray? Why there yes and here? Why there is no din of Kaitan? Here there is a din Kaitan. So Taisus says, the Lamanda Mahosa Malina Lei Kinishti Devar Meriye. Mishim Dedomi Laminea Havera Mitzila Loda Bebeisei. Because over there, Yenna wants to take something which I'm entitled to acquire. I'm entitled to acquire the Tzofendike Karka Al Yidei Goyil. You want to take it away from me? I'm not mechuyev to give it to you for free. I can sell it to you. So that's called Lechatzila. And Lechatzila, everyone holds that I'm not mechuyev to be mevata on the chusim I possess to let you take it without paying. So there's lechatzila. Here it's speaking about, and that's why I said that's another portion. We came to lechatzila. Tisha is not mechuyev to let him live in the kosher, but here it's talking about he didn't come lechatzila. He lived there, and now he's coming to tell him, you know, listen, you didn't rent it out by this. You were in Alaska the whole time. This Kanka was empty for the last 10 years. And I lived there for a month, so you would never have rented it out. So to be the same, to ask money from it, you wouldn't have got money side to side. So Taisha says, so the means of the Svada Fakhet, Atulu Rav Yosef, who says over there, Malina Lake, and if he's about a million, he can demand a price for the Bitteran Goyru, which is the Domi Lamenecha Beirem Etchila Lodem Ebeta, because there the deal is, am I Mechuyev to give you the chelik of Yerusha, they have a schus toivolim. I'm not mechuyev to get everyone's moite. I'm not mechuyev to be mevata on my possession. So I have a tentative schus goyru, so you want it to be mevata, pay me for it. Aval hoche, here we're not speaking about lechat chile. Here we're speaking about that he lived there already. Now all of a sudden, he comes among them, the mayor knows, he says, listen, I wouldn't have lived there with anything. So why, if I'm living here now, all of a sudden, he asked me somehow, this is in case not with this person. Vintayna, pretensis akashe, ahi betochav loy chaveroi bebeis avliyev vereish elimah. There's a Gemara in the beginning of Perek Elonaris that says as follows. They're speaking about that Reuben took Shimon's food and stuck it into Levi's throat. He stuck it into the base of Levi. And then Levi had two alternatives to spit it out. So he could swallow it. And Levi decided to swallow it. Not bad. The food, he swallowed it. So the Gemara says over there that Levi is chayiv to pay Reuben mashenet. Now, in that case, let us just understand. The Levi, theoretically, is not a mazik, he's not a gazlan. Shimon stuck it into my throat, so when they live. But not the chayiv of mazik or gazlan. So now I'm only chayiv, but I'm nene from the food that was stuck in my, I swallowed. He did this, he did on his own accord. Afterwards, the man said, Leah, he swallowed. So he's high about Nene. He's Nene from Reuben's food. The place is, if we hold the Nene, the Zelay Chosar is Chosar, so here it's the Nene, the Zelay Chosar. Why? Shimoya Master, what do you have now in this food that's in my throat? But I'll spit it out. So you put it in the garbage. The food is worthless now. If it came into the base of me before I swallow it. Try it. I can spit it out or I can swallow it. But if I'll spit it out, you'll tell that it's worthless. Because something that's in the base of Leah of Levi is worthless anymore. No one will give any money for it. So it's worthless. So Mimela, the Mekhtaisvi, so by me swallowing it, there's no chesaron to you whatsoever. This action of swallowing is not being mechat to you anything. Because it's chesaron before my swallowing. So then, so why am I mechuyev to pay you for the food? You must say you have to pay out nene. If you hold an enemy of the chosar, of course, it should be chosar. V'yesh loyma v'loy domen. Hoyo v'nene machmas achesorin shahoyo mitzvah. He's nene because of the previous chesorin. Not that he's machasar him now. He's nene because of the previous chesorin. Now, to understand what Taisus is saying, I'd like to mention the Machna Chaim, and Hilchos Gzeilus, him and Yitzchibo, and then we'll understand what Taisus is saying. The Machna Chaim brings down a Molchai. The Molchai spoke about such a case. Reuben had a leaf town. So he left town, finished. The Sa'al, there was a Goyish Sa'al, so Reuben left town, the Sa'al took over all of his property, right? Now the Sa'al went, so Reuben can't come back to town, the Sa'al took over the property. The Sa'al went over to Shimon, somehow he's friends with Shimon, said, you know what, I have a house now, you can live in the house, right? Shimon lives in the house, a year he's living in the house, right? 2 years later, Shimon meet Reuben in a different town where Reuben is still hiding. So Reuben tells Shimon, no, you're living in my house? Living in my house for years. And even living in my house? Look, Shimon, please. This is the event of the Zelechot. What do you mean? If I would not live there, could you do anything with the house? The house is out of your control. If I wouldn't live there, so the guy would give it another guy to live. I'm not chosah. My living was not mahat for you. So Mamela, I don't owe you anything. Mokha that Shimon does not owe Reuben anything, with the nene vizelechot. The Tehillah Gemachna Atayim, our Taisvis is Chaylik on the Lord's name. Our Taisvis holds that you are Chay. This is our Taisvis. Our Taisvis is, we have the same scenario over here. We have the same scenario that Reuben had taken Shimon's Kedayah and stuck it into Levi's throat. So now, if Levi will spit it out, Reuben has nothing, Shimon has nothing from it because it's worthless. Now it's worthless. How about PJ? Levi is machayev to pay Shimon. Why is Levi machayev to pay Shimon? Because you were having, that means, you're deriving benefit from my chesed. Not that you were machasa me. Not that your hanoah is machasa. But because my, the hanoah you're having is from my chesed. My desires were taken away from me. And now you're eating it. So you're nene from my chesed. Even though you're not machasa me. But you're nene from my chesed. And that's the case over there. That means, Shimon tells Reuben, well, you couldn't do anything with the side of that. That's true, I couldn't do my hands aside. The sound took over my house. But you have a house to live in because my house was taken away from me. You're nene from my chesed. Don't tell me, because my house was taken away. Now you have a house to live in. If your nene from my chesed, the mi'ikar, the yumachu, you have to pay me. And let us say this, that called stoim. I should ask you money here. It's me the stoim here. Very nice, you're living in my house that was taken away next stoim for me to ask money for you. Not stoim. I can't. You're living in my house that was taken away from me. So the guy did an anomaly, took away my house. So this person did an anomaly, took my desires and stuck in your throat. But it's called your nene from my chesed. It's not stuff. So I should have to suffer because of that. So now you tell me it's doing for me to run for you. So let us just finish the Taisus. So Taisus, I think you know what I Me the adahabe ahod is not. Me teich on chovet. Me shalim pashenet. What's going on Mishnah? You have a behemoth. That walking in the Rishus Harab, and it's eating, and it's chewing it. Now, Kozman, the behemoth is chewing it, with no chiyuv whatsoever, of the chewing, because the chamber, I go Rishus, the chamber, Rishus Harab. So for the chewing, you're not tied. After the behemoth chewed it, now the behemoth swallows it, now the behemoth is anor. So now, this hanoah that the behemoth is deriving, I'm not being machas for you. You want me to spit it out? Come, I'll make the behemoth spit it out. You won't get anything to spit out. The hanoah that the behemoth is swallowing the food that is chewed up, he's not being machas for him. The swallowing is not being machas for him in any way. It's machus already. But you're nene from my chesed. Think about it. You have a meal now because because of my son, the Mikoreh. So you see that you're mechuyev to pay for this. When I'm having a no, I wasn't behalf to you. You're having a no from my disposal. It's Chayiv L'Shav. Let us go further into Gemara. Omar Rove, the fourth line, Kamo Lecholi Leimagish Kavke the Mode Sai. Kami Bachome is proud of his Yasin Mishmai. He was Poisha Tarachiza Raya from the Mishmai. When the Raya doesn't begin, the Ava Gavloi Gomila Masnith. Kiblo mina, and that Christo was in a couple of the rides, murder the Kisiyat of the Shmai. Hi, Zenene Vizechosa. In the case of the Mishnah, it's Zenene Vizechosa. Hi, Zenene Vizechosa. I mean, let us talk it go, we just learned Taishwit, so let's understand it more. Here, he's Nene from his Chisolim. It means the behemoth ate because the behemoth ate a meal because of your chesolim. And then from your chesolim, the behemoth ate a meal because of your payas, because of your chesolim. The mamay was actually mechuyev to pay that. It wasn't mechasa, judafra, but I'm nene from your chesolim. To pay for that. That means it's going to ask money from you. And the high then it is their life also. But in the case of a dova chosra chaveira, I have enough of your house, you're not losing anything from it. You're emptying your house, you're not renting it out, and I'm living here, all of a sudden you send me a bill. Arish Hashem kamoyu. That's the story of the one that says that you're part of it. You're still to a Mishnah, not to stuff. The Rami Bar Chomer. What's that of Shem, Rami Bar Chomer? Rami Bar Chomer brought a riot to the Mishnah. When he had the other the Shmaya that the prisoner didn't jump down his neck. Fine. What's that of Shem, Rami Bar Chomer? They said, Sam Peiris, Pishut Aradim, Abkuli, Maskelos. To the Israeli Gemara. Now we have to see Rashi. Let us see Rashi. Gavre the Mori Saye. No, Mishon is Mashanenis. I'm a boss on earth when you pray for the Kodano. Gavre the Mori Saye. Rami Bar Chome. The Afon Gavre Loidomi Iboi Lamasis. Hibla Rapidze Minei Loyois Minei 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 Maskelahu, so Rabbi Bachomer says, Maskelahu, Leichisa Midi, Vasoifon Liot Leibus. So that's the Khmer, according to Rashi, Pshad is a son. Maskelahu does not mean he was Maskel. Maskelahu means, that the person who left the status in the Rishut Haram, he was ma'abedah. That means he left the status. Wollten will the Schüsse haben, jede Zeit gebetet. Then all of a sudden he gets a phone call, so he didn't debate it, then he has to go, somewhere. So, a person can come back in 6 hours. He has something important to him. From a mailer, so we asked him, what's going to happen with the patient? We have to face reality. But some, I can first come back in 6 hours. The patient and the Schüsse haben, $60 worth of payers, the Rosh Hashanah. We didn't expect to get back $80 worth of pay. We expected to get back $20 worth of pay. So for the $60 Shabbos, which was in the pages that he left, he was miyai. I mean, that he had no hava meaning to be able to get that back. So his violence in the pages, we have pages which are, let's say, which are worth $80, theoretically now, they're worth $80. He was miyayish from $60 of the page. So these pages belong to him. I mean, the Lugabi, the Shavius of $20. If his payment, Lugabi, the Shavius of $20, Lugabi, $60 of the payment, made with the eyes. So it's not, it doesn't belong to him anymore. But still, his payment, Lugabi, the $20 value, which is still in the payment, and he never was miyayish for the $20 value. Right? Now this behemoth comes along and eats up the $80 worth of payment. The behemoth, as soon as he left, the behemoth ate up $80 worth of payment. So we make a hedgement for the day of Hamas. Well, $80, a chuyib shame for the Shusra. So that takes care of that. But Mashinenis, he has to pay. Mashinenis, the behemoth is not $30. A meal for the behemoth is $30. So you pay $30. That's what says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you pay $30. So, the $20 you pay, you pay $20 because that was me, I from the $20. So that's then, let's make the way faces said before, it's chewed up. But you chewed up my $20. I mean, that's what my violence on the Shavuot of $20, your love comes from my chesed. I still have a violence in these payers, $20. From the mailer, so for the $20, and then there's a chesed, it's not Shavuot, one to one. Rami Bachama says you pay $30. The Mishnah says you pay my shenanigans. That's the story. You pay $30. Now, from my hanoh, what that it means, I'm deriving hanoh. Now, who does the payli belong to? So that's the mepshat basis. The payli belongs to the previous bialim, but the shab is his for the shabbis of $20, but it's a payli. It's his payli because. He never was miyayish from the whole payment. There he'd be miyayish from the whole payment. So it's what he says. So goodbye, and yours anymore. No, this payment is mine. Legabi, this shivu. Legabi, this shivu. That means there is a violent penageya shivu. But it's called my payment. But I only possess a shavius of $20. The shavius of $20 is in the payment. You're having the hanoh for my payday, but my loss is only a loss of $20, and you're paying $30. That's cool. Then nene v'zeloichos. On the extra $10, then nene v'zeloichos. That is what basically to say. Let us go further. Now, so we have here the Shaila. Then the Zalechosa. Hamakid is Chavezai Yisholish Ruchaisot. Now let us look at the picture to our left as Rashi being down. We have, there were two sodas. There was Shimon Tzad in the middle, and Reuben had three Tzadis which were surrounding Shimon's Tzadis on all three sides. And let's just make it interesting. Reuben did not want that Shimon should always be looking at how who is growing and the kind of all the left. I mean, that kind of Amish, there was a draw. That kind of, I don't want you to know, but that's what I mean. That's all this. Meika Adin, there's no chiyuv to make a kaifa by yourself. By a chotah, there's such a din by yourself. They're not. But the Shimon, the Shimon's kind of all is that the Sazai, I'm very scared of it. So I'm a mele, so I decided to make a fence between myself and Shimon. So the mele, I know that in the Akiv of Chalei Mishol Shalvei Shalvei, the Godar at the Rishayna, at the Shmiya, at the Shalishu, and Machai Benay. So between you and me, Shimon also has a no from this field, that Luna doesn't say kind of to him. So the mele, it's really, but it's a mutual ano, but the while Reuben was going to have all the money, and Shimon didn't say a word. We come over to Shimon, yes, I know, I don't have ano. What do you mean? My field is exposed to the Ruach Habib. Someone goes in and sees my field. Sees my bumper crop is, I don't have any ano yet. Yeah, hey, but all the bees, Machai Benoist. What is it? Reuben. So the Mishnah says, Amakibas Khabar Mishola Shokhaisho. He's only surrounded him by three sides. And so Shimon doesn't have to pay him anything because between you and me, Shimon doesn't have any enough from this whole Kaiso because he's exposed to the Ruach Hibi. Hodibi, what happens if we will change the diagram a little, we'll say that Reuben surrounded him on the fourth side also. So then, Shimon will have to pay. Now, Reuben made the field for himself. I mean, Reuben made the fence, I mean for himself. Reuben made the fence for himself. And Shimon is deriving benefit from the fence. That's true. So the Gemara held, Shma mino nenene bezelo echoso chai. That means Shimon is a no from the fence. But Shimon is a no from the fence. But Reuben, Reuben made the fence for himself, so Memele, so his Hanor is not Mechasar him. So Memele, he's Ibaho Pikain Yitzchai. So his mother says, Shani Hosom, the Omalei, Asker Amtali, Ekepe Yosefer. That Reuben tells Shimon that, I'm sorry, it's not Denene, Vizelei Hosom. The reason that the wall was made was because of you. So Memele, so you're having hanor from my chesalot. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says as follows: Mishalosh v'chaisav shayla l'ruven shalosh sodei teitzol shimen mishalosh v'chaisav. The God of Reuben at the Rishayna, Somach was by Shimon. Ramad Mechitus Achitzaynes, Shoyulay Beinei Rishab Neyabit. That was for the rest of the Neyabit. But he made a Bazundere Mechitza between him and Shimon. Because Hashni Veshlish is Kozeh. Ein Mechai Benoi Soi. Ein Mechai Benoi Shimon Klum. Namaya Hanilei. Reisadeibs. Sucho mitad revir, it's open, exposed from the fourth side. Horevir, oim hoyeloi, Reuben, dalet sodeis, Me'al Baruch HaYishol Shema. Why does he do it? Reuven would have paid for a field. The Gadol, and he would have made on the fourth field also a Gedra. So then it seems, Machayvin HaShem, Losses as Chalkai V'mechitzis HaPnimiyot Shebein HaLeuven. The Gemara asks, then HaShem. Shimon has Allah from the Venen Shimon, the Zeloi Chosa Ruben, Shrayesh Loi Ligdel Sadeo. He's doing it for his field. So I'm having Allah, but you're doing it for your field, so that should be called Zeloi Chosa. So the Gemara says, "Atker hamkli yekefi yisaylet." The ilav tzodesh shel Shimon ben tzodoyso, or yisagle b'mechitzus chitaynus. What do you mean? This whole field is this whole fence, this whole the gather apnimi is because of you. That means. Ilav Soda Shel Shimon Ben Sadoisa. Havasagle ben Mechitzis Chitainim. Vahavakol Sadoisa Gidunim. Vilkach Chosel Hu Vish Viloi. That means you're the reason for the fence. That means the whole fence is because of you. And like this, for the outside fences would have been sufficient. So I moved from the Shavanei Afrika. Now this Hekid, which is besides the outside fences, is because of you. Chosel hu bishvilai. So I'm chosel because of you. So maybe then you have to pay for the Nene. And perhaps, again, here also we could say, if the deal is Taif and Al-Midas Stoim, there's no Midas Stoim over here, that means Chosel Ubishvili, I had to invest because of him, I had to invest X amount of money to make the fences. And he's having enough from the fences also, so they better. That's not called stoim to ask money for Al Kaponim for the benefit he acquired to the defense for the money I laid out. B'chayre, that pshat, M'rashi, let me take this. At geram to the akepi, you say. B'toy, perish hakuntres mashmet, the mighty, the gather shebein sodeyu v'sodin mikrashi yivutim. But the gather was made bein sodeyu v'sodin mikrashi. The koshe, the wall of the hamamina, the hecha koshe v'lei zenene v'zeh ein chosa. Poyul shekol oisei a gather leinase elo lahatrik bein sodoiso v'sodei nikim. The whole purpose of this gather was because of you. What was the havamina of the makshin? The sense of the gemara, but the makshin also should have understood. And the whole purpose is because of you. So why should this be called Zenene Vizel Loichosa? For oi, the Havale Lamei Ma'at Karamtali Koze Ha'ekir. The Kevi Yisrael Tamash Mishagomle Lahalbois. That means he gave it the Lashon is Shver. The Lashon of the Gemara is Shver. That means that first, what was the Hava mean? Then the Lashon is, a Kevi Yisera means they had to enlarge the Heke. perimeter. This whole hecker was because of you. We could be Rashi. It could be Rashi wanted a pardon on this. Could be that's what Rashi says. The last saw the Shoshim and Beit Adoiso have a Sagalev and Mechitzis Chitzoinai. That's some of what Rashi wants to answer. And who has to tell us that there were neighbors on the other side? I mean, Rashi says there were Mechitzis Chitzoinai, so that's Rashi wants to say, that's the case that you say it. I took care of the other neighbors I took care of. So because of you, I have to add on. Could be that's why Rashi wants to prepare, that's why it's called Hekefi Yisayrez. I mean, the additional Hekef, it thinks he was the one that made all these Mechitzes. So this additional Mechitze is called, because of you, that's called Hekefi Yisayrez. Could be that's how Rashi learned on the second Kashi. Alunire, Shimi Bachut, Tovim, Uvavuche, Tikit. So Kashi says differently. The sum of the Hekef was the sum of not for Hezekiah, if I noticed, the heck it was that the unwanted guests shouldn't come into the field. Animals shouldn't come into the field. So he made a fence all around the outside perimeter of his field. He made it for himself. But through this, So the Hapnimi is protected also from unwanted guests. So he says, your Nene, now Chayes are going to come into your field because of my outside fence. He made the outside fence for himself. From a Mele, so the Mora held this is called Zenene Vizelo Chosa. It means you made the fence for yourself. I'm having gone off from it. So then it is he has to pay for it. If he was making Meluach Rebiv. So what's the terms of Kefi? You say that Mishim Shem Machmas Sodem Tzoy Heket Godul Yaisa Midai. That means this is also but because of your field that here the perimeter fences which are surrounding my field is larger because of your field. So that's called, so you would guide them, that means your nene from my chesol. Your hano comes out through my chesol because I had to make, I mean, that's how your nene from it. Let us go a little further. Toshma, on this case, Omar Rabbi Yossi does not hold like the Tanna Kama. And Rabbi Yossi said as follows, so if the outside violence makes the fourth fence, Rabbi Yossi holds your pocket. But if Omar Nikit the God of the Kanali, what happened? The Makif made these three walls. And the Nikit, the three walls are made, so maybe he went and built the fourth wall. The Galgon all of that something. And then he prays that the time of the God on the Yaisi holds is the Nikit, the human faces, what the longest is, what the Nikit makes. But the time of the God on the Nikit, the Nikif made it, then the Nikif has to chip in to the first people. Or Makif, but if the Makif would have made the fourth wall. Potter. Shmami knows that enemy is over Chosra Potter. Hastes. Rabbi Yossi Zikha holds, doesn't hold up the swell of a cape, you say that. Right, because what am I doing? But Al Kaponim, he holds the Tanen and the Zelichot. Only if Omar Nikit, then you're high. But if you're not Omar Nikit, you're Potter. Because the Tanen and the
Sagilibin at Yudabashi. No, could be then that it's a lechos of the side. And then it's a lechos of the side. Aye, Rabbi Yossi holds that the market made the fourth wall. He doesn't have to chip into the eyes nene from all four walls. We can tell him, Rabbi, I got news for you. That this fence that you made, which will stand for 2,000 years, I have no need for such a fence. I have a knock on the fence, but this fence it would be sufficient. A fence that is lasting the Pina Balzuz, I don't need such a strong fence like you made. From the Mele, for that reason, that means venison could be a Yeshel, Zenen, and the Zelechosa is high. No, if he made all four walls, so the Pnimi comes then, he comes with a good lawyer, and he told him, no, your nana, he says, I don't need this. I don't need these cement walls, the Kaisel Shalabonim. By me is enough a wall that holds me cost a zuz. I'll give you half a zuz, a good income. But I don't have to pay for such walls. But the minute it's speaking about he made the fourth wall also out of cement and stones. So now all of a sudden this whole time that goes down the drain, it seems from the mailer, so then you have to pay for the three walls. So let's see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Imam Adliki for Godos Rabbi. Goli Adaite, Vinichalei Bekefi Shalom, and he likes the world of Hun, the Kalvin of the Kalos is the Tchelkei, the Gimel Bechitis Pnimiye Shalom. Ho Maki, ho Im Kone Maki, ho Yitzha the Lumisei Tushim, and the God of Bota Shemen. So the Mele, so we see that Rabbi Yossi holds the Nene, Zelechosu, I am not able to build such walls. The Sagi lived together, Kaitz and Balzuzi, Lahavdu, Beini, Ubeinecho. So the Mele, so that's the reason. Then as the Chosu could be his Chayyid. But here it's Potter, of the Sagi of Benetina Balzuzi, unless he Momadi. Let us see, Tracy. Mama Nikit is paid by Mr. Lingo Sina Bandy. Nikit is the revolution of the Makar Shah and the Kainish of Daiko. It's a Mahalak of the Mumbo Babasa that it means Mama Nikit, not on the Nikit. So Al Kapon of Agamola is assuming that Amad is going on the Nikit. Time of the Nikit, Hamaki of Potter. Abdullah Rabon of the Lake, Elmishim Domi Askaranti, Kaifi is Hay. So this is the Gemala's Kash. Rabbanan holds it's called the Nene Bezechosa. And Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold of this Svara Bekefi Yisera, so he holds it's the Nene Bezechosa. So you see, so Al Kaponim, you see from Rabbi Yossi, the Nene Bezechosa is Potter. Moses says, no, because it's from Shah. But Al Kaponim, the Gemara now held that the reason Rabbi Yossi holds it's Potter is because the Nene Bezechosa is being Taima. These are men in the Lechos of Potter, Atula Omad Nikir Nami. Atula Omad Nikir, we should also, what's the matter of Omad Nikir? The men in the Lechos of Potter. So I'm happy with it, I like it, and everything else. But it's the men in the Lechos of Potter. So what was the Haramina of the Gebobin? Yeshleima Shami Omad Nikir to Goli Adait with the Mechalei Baik. So, Omad Nikir, you see that he's willing to spend money for a wall. He built the fourth wall. By Gomi Lidol, Bechotza Habeyre, Legoli Adait, the Elevation. The Pesva says, no, Bechotza Habeyre, this person, we do not see from him that he wants to pay. He wants to live in this house for free. So if he wants to live for free, so then the Tzadim Tanen is a lechos, a spotter. Goli Daike, the Nechalei Beitzo, is chai, even though it's Tanen is a lechos. So you have to understand Pshat and Taisa. So Rav Shimon wants to say Pshat and Taisa as follows. The Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in in Chulin says that a person had let's say he had $100 worth of tefillin. $90 belonged to him. $10 was Maisa. Right? The Melech went and he owed the Melech $100. So the Melech comes, give me $100. No. Take the $100. No problem. So the din is that these $10 is really Roish or Maisa. So the din is that what? That he gets the paper will be in $10. $10 because Mishtar Shiva. That means I gained $10 because of you from a mailer. So therefore, you have to pay the levy in $10. Frank Price says, Alochi, what happened? What's the American? I went and I had $10 worth of my shirt. I went and ate it up. The Jews are taught it to pay. The moment Shanley pays it. Well, who's going to want the money? Well, which lady is going to want it? I'm taught it. Finished. I don't have to pay. But Tyson, he also had the same problem. Mishtav Shilay. He had the one says, well, before we go to the moment of the Gemara, it says, the man at moment Shanley pays him, it's Mishtav Shilay. Like the Taisvi, so here also, I eat up $10 worth of myself. So it's also Mishtar Shulay. I've got $10. So Taisvi says, no. Yochalayma Aisi Misane. I would have asked it. A lady comes to me and asks me, you gained $10. I could have asked it. Not called Mishtar Shiva. So, the Tais explains Pshat, and Tais says as follows. There is a Chiyav of Nene, and there is a Chiyav of Mishtar Shiva. The Chiyav of Mazik. Mazik, let's talk about Mazik. We'll talk about Mishtar Shiva. Mazik means, let's talk about the case of Mazik. I went, and I had Maisa. I burnt the Maisa. Angry at all the Levian, fine. I burnt the mice. So, I'm putting to pay. Who should I pay? Who's going to make money for me? Money, shame, like pay. There's no one to pay. So, when it comes to a Yuli Tashlumen, I'm not saying to give this person shishi. I'm not saying he's a tabit. But he doesn't have to pay because it's money, shame, like pay. There's no one to give this. There's no Yuli Tashlumen. A moment shame of faith. The case of when Onas HaMelech Geironoi, they're speaking about he owes $100 to the king. But I mean, if he wouldn't tell to this, the $110 of Maisa, the Melech will go and go to his bank account and take out $10. So Pshat is $10 of my money, if I had still $10 in my banking account, is because I used your money I benefited. The $10 I have in the bank is because of your money. So it's considered like I still had your $10. I have mamon hashevet by me. We're not talking to pay for mazik, we're not talking to pay for mashianenis. We're talking you have mominash, you have like when I would have maisa by me. So you have to give the maisa. This is mominashem. You have to give it. The whole thing of mominashem leitayim means I don't have maisa. I owe it. I was mazik. I was nene from the shevet. So who should you pay? In chiyuvi tashlumen is a lomnus of mominashem leitayim. Mishtav Shalei is considered, not that I have your money. If that means the $10 I have in the bank is because of your money. So this is considered Like, this is your money. So you have to give this money to the Sheikh. I tell you, that's the rule in the sugya over there. With Maisa, the Rav Shimon, the same thing. The Rav Shimon, the chiyuv of Nene is a chiyuv tashlumin. That means, the chiyuv of Nene is, that means, let's say, Omar Makif, the daughter of Sarah. So, a Nene from the old four walls, you're right, a Nene. As long as the Nene is a lechosos potter, that means to pay for my hano, to pay for my hano, so that the means the Nene is a lechosos, you don't need to pay for that hano, since it's lechosos. That is the longest of the Nene is a lechosos. If Goli died in the Nechalei by itself, that means I'm willing to spend money for a wall, so that means you see, I'm willing to spend, I invested in the wall. So that means the other three walls I also would have spent money for. That is the what I assume from doing the Goli Daiti, the Mechalei Baitso. You see, he's willing to spend money. So the money you spent is pshat, that it's by me. That means you laid out all the money for the first three walls, and that's cool. Like, I was mishtarish money. I gained money. That means the money that I have in the bank account is because you laid out the money. By mishtarish, there's no cheshbin. That means, that's what Rav Shimon wants to say. The chiyuv tashlumin of Nene is a chiyuv tashlumin. I have to pay you for something, deriving benefit. So this klolim, the nenem is a lechos, you don't have to pay. Mishtarish is considered your money is by me. That means, since I'm a person who will spend money for a wall, so that when I have extra money in the bank account, that's considered your money. You laid out the money, but it's considered, I have your money by me, and therefore here there's no halacha of the nenem is a lechos.